what in your mind led to the non-renewal of your contract?
At the heart of everything, I think, a classic difference of philosophies about a number of things, the direction of the university, what its appropriate work was, its various roles, and that type of thing. Now, you hear this phrase get used many times as kind of a cover for other issues. But in this case, I really do think it is that in the classic sense that ultimately caused this split between the board and myself, and more particularly the chair and myself, that over time transpired into two non-renewal votes since they didn't do the first one legally.
There's been consistent talk over the years at Murray State University about small-town politics at play in board activities. Former Regent Judge Jeff Taylor, who had to resign his post on the board because of a judicial ethics branch ruling, cited in his remarks a small faction of local people who think the university is going in the wrong direction. There's also been a letter published in the Courier Journal from, again, alum Richard Hurt, saying basically the same thing. Do you subscribe to that statement that small town politics, it's influenced the activity of the Murray State Board of Regents?
I might not characterize it the same way, because you have a lot of universities like ours. But I do think there is a set of dynamics at play here that does kind of pull the university back to more parochial interests and having a desire to be more focused and turned inwardly, as opposed to thinking about broader approaches to what the university can and should do, and really reaching out in meaningful ways to the larger region. I think that is something that over time is going to have to get resolved. I don't think small town politics is the reason I'm not president at Murray State, but for a few days longer. But I do think that there has been a group of individuals, primarily centered in Murray, a very small group, that by dint of relationships they have with board members and linkages that exist there, have looked at these concerns reaching out toward Paducah, building international enrollment, thinking about certain projects that may be expanding diversity or being more inclusive. They've looked at that type of work and questioned whether it's appropriate for the Murray State University that they remember possibly from some years ago. Now, I say all that, and it's somewhat speculation on my part because I can't read these people's minds. Do I think that that's how the entire community thinks? No. Do I think that, you know, the university is kind of, you know, forever compelled to sit in second-class status because of these individuals? No, not at all. But I think the university is at a pivotal time in determining whether it goes more inward and rolls back the clock on things that we've been trying to do, or really keeps moving forward in ways that great state universities across the country that are having success are doing. And the jury's out on that, I think, until we see what happens with selection of a new president and board appointments over the next, you know, 2, 3, or 4 years as to what direction the university is going to take.
Did you have a personal conversation with the chair, with Dr. Curris, immediately following any of the actions of non-renewal to find out really what was going on?
I'd been trying to have conversations going back almost a year from that point. You may recall in news reporting and talks that even you and I have had, Chad, in this venue, we began discussions back in April of 2012 about looking at renewal and possibilities there for contract extension. And in my view, there was never any desire that the chair had to have those discussions or move anything forward. If you recall, you know, about 2 years before the contract expiration, the chair's indication was that he would not have the board do that. And when I, that is, consider a renewal at that point. And when I shared with him that, you know, he likely understood that that would entail me at some point in time having to start looking at other positions, instead of trying to engage in a conversation around that, his reaction, his remark was, well, nobody expected you to be Ralph Woods. Of course, President Woods serving well over 2 decades here. That told me about all I needed to know.
But did you ask why?
Well, I tried to do that, particularly coming into a retreat session in that September of 2012, there really wasn't any ability to get some discourse started on what needed to happen.
Explain your relationship with the board. For instance, if you go to Lexington where Dr. Kurse lives, do you call him and say, do you want to go have dinner? Or do you talk to Steve Williams, who lives in Louisville, and say, would you like to go have coffee one morning? I mean, is that how you manage your board?
No, that's not how I manage my board. If they need care and feeding like that, I certainly want to be responsive to it. But kind of the standard operating procedure that I set with board members is I'm always glad to do that. It's something that I enjoy doing, but I don't want to force myself on them. These are all busy people. They have jobs. They have engaging lives. Sometimes they're tough to get a hold of. So I don't want to belabor them by my presence every month or what have you, but I always want to be available for that. What I wished would have happened is that we would see more of those board members at university events. If you go over the course, particularly of the past 18 months to 2 years, it was rare when we would see a majority of board members at university events on this campus or the regional campuses. And that's what I think is disturbing, because it's hard to make informed, wise decisions about the university when you're just not present to know what's going on.
So no doubt, though, you would say that your biggest contribution to Murray State over the last 6 years would probably be the regional outreach office that you've started.
If there's any legacy that I would point to there that I'm very proud of, that clearly is, if not the top of the list, very close to the top of the list.
Considering some of the things we've talked about regarding being a more parochial school or more insular and less outreach-based, do you have any concerns of that continuing at Murray State?
Yes, I do. This is going to come off sounding maybe wrong, and I don't mean it to, because we depend very heavily on those schools, counties, municipalities that are close to us. And we never want to take those people and places for granted. They're hugely important to making the university what it is. But you can't build the future of Murray State University on Callaway, Marshall, and Graves County. It has to embrace the Purchase, the Penny Ryle, areas beyond, the Commonwealth, and I would submit to you around the globe even, for us to stay at the top of the game as a regional state university. And I do think there's going to be some questioning over the coming years, and maybe it's not as much questioning as just a direction setting by decisions that are going to get made, by people who are going to get hired, things that the university does, as to whether it's going to kind of shrink that footprint and look inward, or whether it's going to keep pushing outward to really help define a region and a state, and have our graduates having a close linkage to this world that they're going to walk out into as graduates of Murray State University. I do think that's something over time that we're going to see play out. You can find those institutions that take the one approach of kind of folding in and being narrowly focused, and you can also find those ones that are kind of pushing out, setting new direction, responding to regional and statewide missions, being in the game, if you will. The ones that are in that latter group are keeping that national profile strong, and they're the places where people want to go and be associated with.
Can schools be successful on both sides?
Yeah, you can do both. Yeah, I think you can do both, and that's what I say. When, you know, I don't want to say anything that sounds disrespectful to our home team, these local counties and cities, because they're tremendous supporters. But while they're necessary to create a great university, they're not sufficient. And you've got to always be pushing out and looking to stay on the cutting edge of what higher education must entail for our students to walk out of here as global citizens.
And my last question, Dr. Kurse had mentioned this two times after each vote of your non-renewal, that the board is not divided. They are just divided on that issue, on the issue of your renewal. Do you subscribe to that with your work with the board?
I don't see how you have 2-7-4 votes. You have a regent who resigns after the first vote and not have a divided board. Now, you know, maybe on other topics, no, but this is the most important topic, the most important decision. So, you know, he can say what he wishes. That's his right. I mean, he's not the first one to do spin in responding to the press by any means. The vote stands for itself. The reaction of this community and region stands for itself. You can, as we say on the day as we tape this, you can read the editorial in the Courier Journal and what papers across this state have said about how this has unfolded, how this has played out at Murray State. The evidence is out there. People will reach their own judgments in spite of what the chair may say or insist is the case or not the case. I will tell you and want to make sure this is part of this closing interview with you, which I've enjoyed very much over the years, that Ron and I have been very, very heartened. If there's a silver lining in all of this, it's just been the outpouring of support. I mean, you can't imagine how many people stop us and talk to us and express their thanks for what was accomplished together. It's never one person. It's, you know, hundreds, thousands of people that get things done. But how much they've appreciated the movement of the university, our availability or presence in the area, that's the judgment that matters, not what, you know, some person may or may not say in an attempt to put the best face on actions that have spun out of control over the past 2 months. The region is telling us what the feeling is about this.
Is it hard to leave?
Yeah, absolutely. You're a place 6.5 years. You make friends. Ron and I, good grief, were married at Oakhurst. So the links there are strong. It's tough to leave. At the same time, life in this work has its ebbs and flows. It has its chapters. And we're looking forward to going to Youngstown. There's so much to be done there. And we're eager to get there and get started.
Well, Dr. Randy Dunn, thanks very much for your time.
Chad, thank you.